Can we skip the part where you pretend not to know the answer and get to the part where you tell me the answer?
Very well, but if you don't mind, I'd still like to pause for effect. Now. You've recently moved in with Dr. Fowler, yes?
I have.
But clearly your old room represents an escape hatch, and without it you're forced to confront the terrifying reality of being trapped in a relationship with Amy forever.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, don't start thinking about it now.
Hello, Amy. Your defensiveness may indicate similar insecurities about your relationship with Sheldon.
That's not true.
She said defensively.
This isn't about me and Sheldon. This is about Rajesh moving in with Leonard and Penny.
Interesting. They found a need to take yet another roommate. Seems they're avoiding some harsh realities themselves.
Well, I had no idea. All our relationships are such a disaster. Boy, you're good.
That is the word on the street, dear.
Maybe moving in was a bad idea. I haven't been here one day. I'm already causing problems.
You didn't do anything. It's Sheldon.
You didn't do anything. It's Sheldon. That'd make a nice needlepoint pillow.
Relax. We're happy to have you.
Thank you, but how do I know you're not saying that just to be nice?
Do you actually pay for that haircut?
That'll do it.
Raj, I owe you an apology. Could you please put your dog on a leash?
Sheldon, she's fine.
Well, then at least hold her still so I can pretend she's stuffed. Raj, I let my emotions get the best of me, and I unfairly took it out on you.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
No, I can't take all the credit. I spoke with Leonard's mother, and she made me feel better.
I don't know who you talked to, but that wasn't my mother.
Beverly pointed out that I'm experiencing insecurities in my relationship with Amy, in the same way that Leonard and Penny are in their relationship.
What are you talking about? We're fine.
Yes, you're fine, as long as you have a buffer living with you to distract from your marital problems. It used to be me, now it's Raj and his attack triple. Anyway, I'm sorry for everything. Oh, and FYI, if you cry while they're fighting, they'll take you to McDonald's.
Hello, Leonard.
Why are you saying we have marital problems? We don't have marital problems.
I see you must be yelling at me out of wedded bliss.
Look, just because we took our friend in does not mean that Penny and I are afraid to be alone.
Yeah, this is a special circumstance.
Sheldon mentioned you tried to get your brother to live with you as well.
Yeah, well, a circumstance can happen twice and still be special.
Do you agree with that?
Well, now that you point it out...
Are you kidding me?
We do seem to keep finding roommates.
Well, now you're taking her side?
Dear, I would never come between you and Leonard. That's for your parade of roommates to do.
Howard. Howard.
It's me. It's just me.
What are you doing here?
I texted you, but you didn't respond. Leonard and Penny were
on my watch!
It's fine. It's just Raj. You can hit him with the bat, but it's fine.
And if my heart stops, just let me go.
I'm sorry, guys. Sheldon was upset. Leonard and Penny were fighting. I just wanted to go someplace where I wasn't causing problems.
I'll say it again. India.
Can I just stay in the garage?
Don't do that. We'll make up the couch for you and figure out something in the morning.
Thank you.
Come on, get you some sheets. I'll see if I can beat my high score on the blood pressure machine.
Never should have had all these kids so close together.
Okay.
I can't sleep.
What's wrong?
Beverly believes I unconsciously consider my old room an escape hatch.
Is that bothering you?
Yes. I don't care for unconscious thoughts. My brain and I are best friends. It should tell me everything.
I mean, how it relates to our relationship, not the bromance between you and your brain.
What if she's correct? Doesn't that say something troubling about us?
I don't know. I just think you're the kind of person who likes a contingency plan.
That is true. Did you know I figured out in which order I would eat all my friends in the event of an apocalypse?
You need to stop hanging out with your brain so much. It's not a good influence.
If you're looking for spare change, I already cleaned it out.
Well, didn't think this is where my life would be.
Me either. I'm in a bedroom and you're on a couch. I'm actually winning.
You know, we're both down on our luck. Maybe you and I should try to get a place together.
Okay, listen to me. There is no reason to leave here. This is great. Everyone's nice. It's comfortable. If all goes according to plan, this is my retirement home.
Wouldn't you feel better about yourself if you were more independent?
Better than I feel in their steam shower? I don't think so.
Penny would be the entree. Then Leonard's basically a cheese course. Because I love you, you're dessert.
I want to say aw, but I'm going to say ew.
No, you see, I'm doing this so I can stop being spoiled and, you know, grow as a person.
Good for you. This sandwich has $6 worth of ham in it.
Don't you even feel a little bad sponging off your friends?
Hey, look, I went to art college. I tried to make it as a graphic artist. Comic book artist, and you know what I got for my efforts? A visible rib cage. I'm not kidding. You can see my heart beating.
Well, no offense, but I didn't go to art school. I have a PhD in astrophysics.
Oh, great. It'll be easier for you to look up at the stars without a roof over your head.
Morning.
Did you know Raj moved out last night?
What? Why?
Leonard and Penny, I'm sorry for all the trouble I've caused. I want to stay at Howard's. P.S. Cinnamon's with me, but if you feel like messing with Sheldon, tell him she's loose in the building.
I feel terrible.
Should we go bring him back?
Well, you're the one worried. Having someone live with us is a sign of problems.
Well, that was just because my mother got in my head. It's like being possessed, but instead of Satan, it's the same thing.
So we'll ask him to come back.
Great.
Hey, don't you want to get dressed first?
Just one second. Help! Cinnamon's loose in the building!
Amy, quick! Lock the door!
We're so sorry if we made you feel uncomfortable. We really weren't fighting about you.
I just never want to be a burden on my friends.
Me either. Don't want to be a burden. Hey, is that the baby? I'll go check.
You are not a burden. We want you to come back and stay with us.
But I also upset Sheldon, and he's not going to want to come over if I'm there.
More reasons for you to stay.
Natalie's fine.
You know she's at my parents' house, right?
And she's having the time of her life.
If you ever want to change things up, you're always welcome here.
Just not in our bedroom, you dumbass.
I appreciate it, but I think staying with Leonard and Penny makes more sense for everyone.
Then it's settled.
And just so you know, it's only temporary. I'm not gonna get too comfortable.
Good. Nobody needs a mooch living in their house forever.
Hey, it's no way to talk about your baby.
What? I'm proud of us. Yeah, with Penny and Leonard taking in Raj and Stuart living with Howard and Bernadette, we're the only couple of our social group who doesn't need to fill the holes in their relationship with a third party.
Yep, we're killing it.